Okay, we're picking up the Gemara, three lines from the top of Pei Zayin Amud Beis with the words of Umimai Dimashum De Mehemen. So we're trying to bring a raya from the Braisa that an Eid Echad is Ne'eman. So the Gemara is saying, Umimai Dimashum De Mehemen, why are you assuming that the reason that the Braisa tells you that he's chayav to bring a korban when one Eid tells him is based on the fact that it's one Eid? Dilma Meshum De Kalshosik, maybe the ikar point is that the person is being silent when he hears the witness's testimony. Ushtika Godadam, we know there's a concept that a person who is being quiet is the same as admitting it. So therefore, it's nothing to do with the fact that the guy says it. So in our Mishnah's case, where the woman's silence can't be understood as you're admitting something, because we know that she does not know whether or not her husband had died. So therefore, we still lack a source of the Mishnah's ruling that she's allowed to remarry based on the fact that there was Eidus Echad Levad, that there was the fact that the shtika enabled it and not necessarily the Eid Echad. At Teda, the Gemara shows that this is the case, that in the Braisa, that the reason a person is chayav techata is because of the ikar point is the shtika, not necessarily because the Eid Echad told him that he'd violate an Avera. The Katani Seifa, because the Mishnah in Krisos told us that it says in that Mishnah, the end of that Mishnah, Amru Shnayim Achalta Chelev, if the two witnesses told him, you ate Chelev, Vuhu Amer Lo Achalti, Pater. That if two witnesses say, you ate Chelev, and he says, I did not, he's Pater. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Meir says he's Chayev. And what's Rabbi Meir's logic? Amar, Rabbi Meir Kavachomer, I'll say a Kavachomer argument. That if two witnesses can make a person get the punishment of death, the guy says we violate Shabbos, and we warned him, and we warned him, and he's chayav mamis, and the guy screams bloody murder that he never violated Shabbos. So we don't believe that one person, because we believe that he did violate Shabbos. The two Edom are believed. So to kavah chomer, you know, with regards to eating chaylev, that he should make him bring the korban, the chatas. So the Gemara says, "Amrlo, my mirtz loy mar mezid ayisi." No, the Gemara responds that that's a whole shaila. They're trying to point out that this ba'etzim just their reasoning defense of the kal v'chomer, but not really that's what they hold. But ba'etzim, they're arguing. They say no. That at the end of the day, the guy is ne'eman more than everybody else because he can just say that he was mazed. If he really didn't want to bring a korban, he could just say that I did on purpose. There's no edim, so he's not going to be punished, and nothing will happen to him. So therefore, since he has the right to say that, so therefore, that's what's going on over there. That's why he wouldn't be believed. So now, if the Rabbanan or Meir disagree only with this case, where we're talking about the two witnesses, and they agree in the first case, then it would, lechora, be, the Gemara is going to point out that there'd be a problem with that. Because Reisha, now the first case, turning out the next Daman, Peches Amud Aleph, my time at Kamechai v'Rabbanan. What is the reasoning that the Rabbanan obligate him when he does not dispute a single witness? Why wouldn't it be Elim Mushim Demehemna? Because the single witness is believed. So then Hatre Ba'alma, that in general when two witnesses are testifying, Davagav the Kamachitlu in a Mehemne. So if you're gonna say that the reason you're telling because it's all about the Nemanus of the aid, that's not the case, because when two Edim are coming and saying, hey, by the way, you ate Chalev, it doesn't depend on the two Edim's witness, it depends on what the guy says. If he says low, then we don't believe them. If he says, okay, I'm not sure, he doesn't dispute them, and he's agreeing, then we'll bring it. So in a memne, so that in the case where you have two, it's all totally on what the guy responds, and not necessarily the edim. Even if he denies two edim, we believe the guy over them. So it has nothing to do with the fact that, nothing to do with the edim over here, it has to do with the fact that what the guy's response is going to be. And here he is quiet, and the fact that he's quiet, he's admitting that he had done it, and therefore he's going to be chayev. So lechora, we see that there is no proof that one aid should be neman based on this source. So says the Gemara now, Allah Svaro. Really, it's just a logical argument that you should believe one aid. That the Mishnah is similar to that. If you have a piece of fat, I mean, it looks like chaylev and chaylev, and one is chaylev, one is shuman, so one is shuman is mutter lechat chaylev, you can eat it. And chaylev looks like it, but the chaylev is an iser d'oraisa. And one aid comes and says, by the way, I'm sure it's, I know it 100% is kosher. I know it's kosher. In that case, we believe one aid. You don't even need it. It's a svara, because a person would never be able to eat, and a person would never be ate by other people, and a person would even be his parents, but wouldn't eat anything, and we believe one aid. That's a svara that Rashi quotes, and that's why we assume that an aid achad is neman by a svara. Tosos quote a pasuk that v'safrala, that we learn out from aid achad, and maybe certain for the fact that a woman counts by nida, that she's believed. Anyway, midami, hasim lois chazek yisura, but there, in the case of the fat seed, you don't know. You're just not sure if it's kosher or if it's treif. You don't know, and it's not as chazek yisura that it's usher, that it was treif. However, here that you have an established idea that prior to this witnesses, you know that she's on the level d'oraisa. She's is ve'ein davar she'erva pachas b'shnayim, and there is no concept of an iser erva being able to be established with less than two witnesses, because we learned davar of mamon. It says by kimatza by erva is davar with regards to erva, and by mamon we know that al pishnei eben or shlosha edim yakum davar. Says that you should be able to be, matters should be established. So the lashon of davar, we learn out that you need two edim for every davar sheba erva. So there, I would say that really we don't believe one aid. A single witness credibility should not be believed in a case because they're fundamentally different. That's all Shaila in the Rishonim. When we say the Hacha Ischazik Isura Deish Shesish, is the Ischazik Isura enough alone to negate its Machlokes Rishonim? Is that enough to negate one witness? If one witness, a guy comes to McDonald's, which you forever thought that everyone thought in the town that it was totally treif, guy says, no, Taka, the guy who owns this particular McDonald's, he is a Torah Yerushimayim guy, and we could believe him that everything he uses is kosher, he's getting everything to the local kosher butcher, and everything is good. So that's Ischazik Yisur, that place was treif, and the guy is coming to say that it's kosher. So is Chazik Yisur enough to say that even for one witness, we won't believe the guy? It has nafkaminas, but that's a Shailan Rishonim. That is a Shailan Rishonim based on how to understand this Gemara here, and also mainly also the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in the very beginning of Gittin, the Gears over there, that's very similar to our Gemara. Anyway, so we see over here that there's no raya from that case. So therefore, haladami alala chasicha devadei chelev. In a case where you have a piece of for sure chelev, ve'aseirechad ve'amarli bar de shimon ava, and he says it's shimon de lo memnon. In that case, we don't believe him. So that's more similar to that case. And we wouldn't necessarily believe him because we have a chazaka. That's again, seems to be raya from our Gemara, that when eirechad is not neman keneged is chazik. So that is a shalom rishon of how that understands Gemara, would be a whole interesting point. So Gemara says midami, but how is that really, are the cases similar to that case? Because that gets different. We're talking about, you know, for fact, you know, you saw the treif meat be brought in, you saw the guy shoot the animal and take out the meat, and on that treif meat, you know 100%. It could, a million of them could come and tell you that that's not Matzias, but if you know the Matzias, you saw 100%, it never left your sight, that piece of meat that was treif, and it never left your sight, you know 100%, a million people could come, and it doesn't matter how many. But here, on the other hand, since the two witnesses were to come and say the husband died, where something we don't know, they're not disputing a fact that you know 100%, so maybe I could say over here that we would believe one. So therefore, we reject the argument that it shouldn't be similar at all to the case where one witness shouldn't believe. Maybe really we should believe one witness. So therefore, the Gemara suggests another comparison. Maybe it's mitidavi atevel hekdesh konemos. It's going to be similar to the case of tevel. We know tevel is produce that doesn't have shumas and maizers taken off of it, and it's her misa for a person to eat it. And you had previously tevel items, and we're going to see who is the owner of it, what was it, and the guy says, you thought something was tevel, you said, no, the guy took off shumas and maizers, mutter to eat it. Or in a case of hektish, where some item had been, someone had maktish it, and you know it was hektish, and then all of a sudden the guy says, no, by the way, he removed it, it's no longer hektish anymore. It was pulled on something else. Or konamos is another term for nedarim, refers to an item that was prohibited by a neder, and then you thought it was usur, and then the guy says, no, I mean, like a guy would made a neder not to let you use a chair, and then you find out, okay, can you use that chair or not? So that's similar lashonos to hektish, but it's something where you're not allowed to be, you thought was usur to eat. So the Gemara asks a question in all these three cases. Ay, tevel, echidem. Well, what's the case of tevel? If it's the actual guy himself was testifying that his own produce had been taken off Shumas and Maesos. So the Gemara says, Mishum Deviyada L'Sakno, there we would believe him because the reason that he's believed is that he, for himself, he has the ability to, meaning a Levi comes and says, this is my Maeser Rishon, you didn't take off Tevel. He says, no, it's not Tevel, I gave off, I took it off already. So since it's the concept of the Biyado, that it's his ability to take off the Shumas and Maesos, so then you get a Nemanus. That the owner has the ability to reproduce it, and therefore it's considered something that's it's based on the fact that he has the ability to tell Shaila what exactly the lumdos behind biyado. But the other is a concept that any day I want, I could fix it, and therefore I'm always neman for that point myself to be believed. So ela de acher. So rather, if it's the other person, so the Gemara says, "Manu shach by the other person." Ma'ika savar. If you hold that, if I say about Reuven's produce that I'm allowed to take off as shumas and maizros, so ikas avar tar mishalosh al chaveru. That if you hold that I'm allowed to take off for my friend his produce, so then in a tzarik ladais by limb that I don't need his consent to take off shumas and maizros. So then that's the same exact question about the owner himself, Mishum Deviyada L'Sakno, because then he has the power to take off the Shumas and Maesros, and therefore, since he is a very easy ability to make his own Shai, Migo, whatever it is, but he has the ability to take off Shumas and Maesros, so we can believe him. Because ever Torah ties by them, you say, no, that it really needs owner consent, so then here, how do I know that's the case though? Ve'amar Ana Yadana Be'et Nesakin, he gives him another, how would I know that halacha, that the witness is believed in such a circumstance? That's the similar case of an Erechad, by our case, how do we know that an Erechad would attack Abinaman in that case? So the Gemara says, we're going to say the same exact Shakvataya now for Hektish and Konamas. Hektish Nami, Ikdushas Dami, if we're talking about it, it's a monetary Kedushas Dami, meaning you say that the value of this chair you're going to give to Hektish, Mishum to be able to do so, then I have the ability to redeem it. The moment I evaluate how much this chair is worth, $500, okay, I get the $500 to Hektish, then I've removed its status. Ikdushas Aguf, now if it is something which is actually an animal, which I cannot be redeeming it, I said this animal is going to be a certain korban, that's Kedushas Aguf, Idiya, if the item is my own thing, Mishum to be able to sell it, not my Kedikana. The Torah's the norm. former Hekdesh is a former Nedarim, and the halacha by Nedarim is that a person has a Pesach, he has a Charata, he has a regret why he made this Neder, but he even realizes he's going to have no food to eat or something like that. He needs the animal, he doesn't have any other Parnassah, he's dying, whatever it is. So then we would be able to matter the Neder, so therefore you are able to remove it. Ela da'acher. So if it's someone else, so since it's Biado, that again, I can remove the fact that it was mine by doing Hataras Nedarim, then we don't have any raya that a normal case of erech harushim neman. Here, if you're going to tell me it was someone else's hektesh, so then amar yadana be deshal mari aleh he gof minol, and then it's the same thing. Then if it's someone else's, then how do I know that at the end of the day, maybe I'm not neman to say that he did ataras adarim and removed the kedusha. So therefore, that would be the same exact situation. How do I know that 1-8 would be neman over there? And similar with konamos nami e kasavar yesh meila ba konamos. You're going to tell me that there is konamos are subject to lachos of meila. Kedushas damim nachsilu, and therefore they have kedushas damim because meila is similar to a hektish. The Gemara Nedarim learns that konamos are going to be mamish like a hektish, and they're going to be subject to lachas a hektish or not. So the Gemara says either way you say it, it's going to be problematic. If it's going to be kazar meyishmi konamos, then kedushas damim nachsilu. You have kedushas damim like hektish that you value the value of whatever item we're talking about. Mishum deviadot also. Then in that case, I could redeem it. It's the same exact thing as hektish. Because our ain meila konamos is going to say no, it's not similar, exactly the same halacha as hektish. Eser bealmo derachiv aleka. There is something literally like an isra upon him that literally on his shoulders, meaning that the reason the item is usher is because the nedarim is just a regular neder. It's not specifically hektish. It's not a specific lashon of hektish. So then, if that's the case, mishum deviyadol of doso, because then it's my ability to. I went back to the previous slide. Idiade. If it's a witness's own, mishum deviyadol ishtalele. It's my ability to do hataras nedarim on them. Ella de acher must be someone else's, and then it would be the same as that question we had before. My adan ishtal me'arayale. I know the guy had already done hataras nedarim. It's no longer hektish anymore. He goof aminel. And how do I know that that would be the case that the witness is believed? Maybe we talk and don't believe him. So now we're forced. We don't have an answer to say that a witness is believed on a level of daraisa. We've rejected all the possibilities. So says the Gemara, Rebzera, Mitol Chomer, Shemarta Leb, Soifa, since you're so machmir, that the Mishnah told us that this din, it's a crazy penalties, right? The fact that she loses her kizuba, she loses her kids, her mamzerim, all this stuff, but they lose blows. Every bad situation that we can make for her, we do. Make her life miserable because she doesn't check properly with 1-8. So therefore, we're so Michael on her, we're so machmir on her, we can be Michael the fact that she can have one witness. And Gatla Betzchila, we can make her that she will use one witness because you definitely can bet she's going to do proper investigation and really find out that her husband is really dead. So the Gemara says, but why would you do that? Lo lichmer v'liko. Don't be so machmir on her with regards to the one witness who she married. I'll pay that one witness, and we give her all these punishments to talk to the guy who's alive. Just don't do that, and say lo lichmer, meaning and say, and we don't have to be lenient with her with regards to the halacha in the beginning. That in the way we should say that we should require two edim, and if she made a mistake and rely on two edim, we're not going to punish her like the sefer of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Mishum Iguna Kol Rabbanan. So this is the famous answer that Gemara comes on to. Basically, that the fact that we don't want to leave a woman aguna, literally she's chained, she's held back, she's being chained up. So we don't want to move those chains and allow her to get married, and therefore we're makel over here and allow her to remarry on the basis of even an aid echad. This is highly, highly problematic because as all the Rishonim Achronim, everyone is very, very bothered by this. Many Achronim have different tirutzim. That at the end of the day, we know there's a famous concept that Chazal have the ability to oker davar shebetorah b'shev al taisa, that they can tell you that you can't do a mitzvah. That's fair. We just had a shofar on Shabbos and lulav on Shabbos. All those halachas b'shev al taisa, they can tell you not to do a mitzvah because they're afraid of whatever reason they even saw fit to tell you not to do a mitzvah. And any mitzvah in the Torah, they'd be allowed to do that for. Every single mitzvah in the Torah, they'd be allowed to tell you to do that. However, bikum v'aseh, to tell you to go violate an isser in the Torah, the Rabbanan have no ability to tell you to do that here. So here, on a level of Deo Reisa, this woman is fully married. She's fully married to her first husband, and we don't have proof that she's not married. So on a level of Deo Reisa, she's fully married. How in the world are we allowing her to get remarried? She's an Eishes Ish, which is a Chiyuv Misa. If she gets remarried on a level of Deraisa, and the Rabbanan are coming and saying that she's allowed to get remarried, that is a very problematic point that many, Rashi has a whole thing about. I don't want to get into Kol D'Mekadesh, the Rabbanan Mekadesh, a whole other principle I'd have to explain. The Pnei Yeshua, now Shekhtar likes to quote based on this Gemara, says that no, the Rabbanan really do have the ability, Lemidah Milsa, when it's similar to another case and they saw a need for a specific halacha, even Bekum Vaseh in certain circumstances, being one of the only cases in all of Shasta where they have the ability to do this, that a person, they would be allowed to even be Oker Davar Minah Torah. Okay, that was a fascinating point from the Gemara over here. So says the Gemara now, Tete Mizeh in the Mizeh, that if she remarried on the basis of a single witness's Eidus, and her first husband reappears, she has to leave this one and leave that one. So says says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo shana ela shani says beit echa. This halacha that they taught that she must leave both husbands only where she remarried by one witness. However, nisei is bal pishne edim lo seisei. But if she remarried by the edus of two witnesses, she doesn't have to divorce the first husband. So says the Gemara, Machar alei Rav Rav. They were starting making fun of this psak of Rav. What do you mean? He's saying this Mishnah, Asur Gav Rav Vekoi, that the husband has come back and you're telling us, Anamat Lo Teitzei, that you can, she doesn't have to leave the second husband? Meaning that they understood Rav, seemingly misunderstood Rav, that Rav meant the second husband, that Lo Teitzei, that she doesn't have to divorce the second husband. But she has to divorce the second husband. She wasn't married to him. Every Biyah that she's having was a Biyah's Nus and Itzra Dereisa. She definitely was not allowed to be married to the second one. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Deloy Adina Le. So Rav's Halacha applies only, so rather we're saying the following, that Rav is talking about, we don't recognize the man who claims to be her first husband. And Rav is telling us she can ignore this guy who claims to be the first. A guy came forward and he says, I'm her first husband. And she said, I have no idea who you are. You're not my first husband. So Gemara says, Idle Adina Le, Be'erechadami Teitzei. So then Rav says, so in that case where two witnesses says her husband died, and this one guy says, I'm her husband, and then we don't have to believe him. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case of Rav's Chiddush, then why don't we say this even where we're talking about, that in the case over here that we're talking about Yivil Adina, where we don't recognize him, then in the case where we have one witness, why also shouldn't we say the same halacha? The one witness says her husband died, and this guy comes back and he says, oh, I'm really the husband, and the woman completely denies it. Why don't we allow the woman to stay married? So says the Gemara, because in that case, Lo tricha da'asu betrei v'amrei ana havinan ba'ade mechinafak ba'ad hashta. That the Rava's ruling is only where we don't recognize him, but two witnesses came and said that with this man, we saw him, another two witnesses came and said we saw him from the time that he left until he came back, and he's really this woman's husband. So he has another two witnesses on his end. And those who don't recognize him, they you guys don't know him because you don't recognize him, his appearance changed. As we see, Yosef, this very famous Rashi, makes that, when I say famous, usually it's between Rashi and Chumash quotes. Here, Rashi and Chumash quotes this. Yosef is Echa, Vahim Lokiru. Yosef remembered his brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim, and they didn't recognize him at all, right? After the 22 years that they didn't see him, we're gonna see that he became different, his facial hair, he got different. Remember Chista? Why didn't they, and Melamech Yetzu Belo Chasim Azakan? There, that teaches that Yosef left his brothers, he was still a high school kid, right? He's a little teenager, so he didn't have a beard yet. Then he had a full-fledged beard, he looked different, they couldn't tell. So therefore, they failed to recognize him. So therefore, that's why these two Aina might be believed, and therefore we believe the first set. We don't have to make her get divorced. Like Mar says, well, wait a trade. Like, if that's the case, we should go at the opposite end. So, trade Aina. That's the case, then it should be two against two, and therefore, turning on the next time, that should be a chiyuv, potential suffix Isher Daraisa every single time he has Bia with this woman, that maybe she's actually usher to him, maybe she's usher to him. So how then can the second husband be permitted to remain with her? So this is Gemara Amar Rav Sheshes Kigon Shenises Leachad Me'adea. A case where she married one of her witnesses, one of the witnesses who testified that her husband had died, she married that one. So we're going to assume that witness is 100% not lying, because if the witness just says something, it doesn't actually affect him, then we're afraid maybe he's actually wrong. But here, if he himself, he doesn't want his kids to be mamzerim, he would never in a million years marry her had he not been 1,000% sure that she had actually, her husband actually passed away. He doesn't want to have mamzerim shailas. So therefore, we would believe him. So Gemara says, that's fine for him though. He goofed about Hashem Talei Kaima, but her, how is she that? She's Hashem Talei. How we don't allow her to remain my husband to the husband. Maybe him, he's 100% foolproof that he's believed. So Gemara says, Be'omar is barley. She says, I am 100% sure that this man is not my husband, and therefore we would believe her as well. So the Gemara says, if that's so, that Rav tells us this case where the two witnesses are conflicting, and the woman and her husband both say that they are logically married, they don't have to get divorced, why did Rav need to say his chiddush at all? Even Rav Nachum and Rav Yochasi holds that when you have two sets of edim, and one says the husband died, the other one says not, so even when he's the machmir shita, we're going to see in the following brisa, he only says it lo kamar le b'shabao edim, only when the witnesses came and challenged the first set of witnesses, and then she afterwards decides to get married. If two edim came and said her husband died, so then Reuven was married to Sarah, and then they tell Sarah that Reuven died, so she goes ahead and marries Shimon, and all of a sudden Yisachar Zvulun comes, the two other edim, and say, no, Reuven's not alive. So then, according to that shita, if they already get married, lo amar, that he's not going to be that machmir descendant, as we learn in the Brisa. Shnayim omrim meis. If two witnesses say that a man died, therefore it's mutter for her to get remarried. Shnayim omrim lo meis, and two other witnesses say that he did not die. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, or two witnesses say that a woman was divorced. Shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha, and two witnesses say she's not going to get allowed, she was not divorced. Harezel lo tinase lechachila, we tell her she's not allowed to marry. The Beis Din will try to prevent her from getting married. However, she ignores Beis Din and goes and gets married on her own right. If she does get, in fact, get married, why not force her? The Gemara Kesuvos explains this case where the woman married one of the witnesses, the Benisus Becha Me'adea, And that's why we'd allow her not to, we don't make her get divorced. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, Amar, he says, Teitze. No, we do force her, even in that case, we force her to leave her husband because of the Amar Rabbi Nachman Yossi. When do I say this though? Emas Amar Amar Teitze. When do I say that she has to divorce the first husband? Bisman Shabo Eidim Vachak Nises. We already knew about this beforehand. That Reuven was married to Sarah, and then Reuven supposedly died, and the two witnesses came and said she died, and then before she has a chance to remarry, two other witnesses say, no, he didn't die. We saw him a week ago. He's in China. We know he's there. So then she's not allowed to get remarried, and even if she does, we would force her to get divorced. If she already got married, Sarah then goes ahead and marries Shimon, a random guy in the Shuk, Shimon. So, or and based on the Mar Yisub, actually Shimon was one of the Edim who testified that Reuven had died. So then we say, even according to that Shita, even Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi, he would agree that you would not have to get divorced. So how could Rav? So then, since the Tanaim are in agreement that a woman may remain with her second husband where she married him before the second pair of witness testified, why did Rav teach a chiddush which is a liba de kol alma and in a beferish of Mishnah and Braisa? So says Gemara, keep Amar Rav Nami bisman shebo edim v'achar nisis. So Rav was talking about a case where the second set of witnesses came first and afterwards she remarried. Lafukin Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi. That's good for the chiddush. He's telling you that we don't like Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi. Wherever we hold that we don't force her to get divorced, like the Tanakama against Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi. So then says Gemara v'ikadarme, or another answer, time of the nisis rakach boedim. That the reason Rav says that the woman may remain with the second husband is only because the first remarried and afterward the second sets of witnesses came and testified, similar to the case of the Mishnah. However, if Edim came beforehand and then she got married, she would have to get divorced. According to this version of Rav, Rav is mamish like Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi. Kiman, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi, that's how we would hold. And therefore, according to the explanation, Rav would be the same exact sheet of Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi. Rav's purpose then would be to tell you who to paskin like Rabbi Nachman Bar Rabbi Yossi. Says Gemara now, Maisi Rav, Rav Azakasha on Rav, Rav Azakasha on Rav, based on the Braisa. Minayan Sheim Lo Ratza. Where do we learn that if a Kohen doesn't want to leave himself from Basic Faros, or for a woman who is usher as a Grusha, that we must strike him, meaning hit him, until he listens to us and removes himself. We learn as Baal Korcho, even against his will, we say that the Torah is telling you that Kiddushu, he should be holy. We make him holy, meaning his halachas, that he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. We try to our best to force him to try to not be married to her. So Gemara now asks, hey Chidami, what's the case that the Braisa is talking about? Now, there's clearly no reason to tell us that Beis Din would be specifically obligated to remove a Kohen who's mamish in a basic varos and a Kohen who's mamish married to a Grusha to remove him. That's posture the Beis Din should do that because, as Rashi points out, the Beis Din's always obligated to prevent a person from sinning. So Pasha over here, they also are obligated to do that. So Gemara says, Ile Medulonesis La'echad Me'adea, if you're going to tell me the case where she did not marry one of the witnesses, meaning that two of the witnesses testified that the woman's husband had died, and on that basis of the testimony, she married a Kohen who was not one of those two witnesses, and then after their marriage, a second pair of witnesses came and said that the time she was married, the Kohen, her first husband had in fact been alive, and she only died afterwards, so Viklo Kamer Barley. Or, and then even if the Kohen she married was one of the witnesses who testified that her husband had died first, in that case where she didn't say, I'm certain that the first husband is dead, in that case we have to tell me that we literally hit him until he's not allowed to remain with her anymore, since the Kohen and the woman are now not both certain that the case of the second witnesses are false, the possibility exists that this marriage who he's with is going to be with a Zona. The Zona is applying to a woman who had be outside of a mutter relationship. In such a case, it goes out saying that she's also to the Kohen. So therefore, the Torah wouldn't have to teach me this Chiddush. So therefore, the Gemara says, El Alav, the Nisis Lechad Me'adea. It must be talking about a case where that the Braisa is talking about a case where she married one of her witnesses. The Kohen was one of the two witnesses who testified that her husband had died. Vikamra Barili, and she also said, I am certain that my husband had died. And afterwards, the second pair of witnesses came and testified that her first husband had been alive at the time of the marriage and died only afterwards, and her new husband refuses to separate from her despite the possibility that she might talk about Yazona. So Gemara says, V'ktani Dapno. In that case, we say we hit him until he separates from her. Alma Mafkinan La Minei. So we see from over there that the halacha should be that we take away from him in opposition to Rav's ruling that the Braisa is telling us that even where a Kohen and the woman claim with certainty their marriage is clearly kosher, we don't accept this and therefore we force them to get divorced out of the safek. We can learn from over here a similar condition that even that the case of the second witness is my first husband is still alive, and any further relations are going to be considered to be as nus. The couple must also separate themselves, and that would be against Rav. So the Gemara, Isser Kuhuna, said, no, because of the din of Kuhuna, we're more machmir that we give them many mitzvahs of Ribbon, Torah, Kasuv Yitzhah, Tziros, the Nalim Tamei, all that they do avoda. So we're going to be extra machmir in the case of Kohanim, but in general, the Torah has been giving Tziros and Kasuv, but normally we do not say that we have to be as machmir for the halachas with regards to regular situation. By same or another answer, my dapno, what does it mean? Dapno, that we literally hit him? Dapno be'edim. That means that we hit them, we force them to from initially marrying the woman on the basis of the two Edim by attempting the other two witnesses to testify on the contrary, meaning we strike them, doesn't mean we actually forcibly separate the Kohen from his wife, even if they're already married, as Rava assumed, means actually that it really, we possibly like Rav, that really that means that the Brisa means that when Basin see that the Kohen intends to marry this person, we try to get the second witnesses to testify beforehand, in which case they would not be able to then get married to somebody else. So by same or another answer, the Brisa is talking about a case of the second set of witnesses came first, and only afterwards she remarried. And this would be the halacha, like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Paskin, like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, says in such a situation, you'd be forced to divorce your wife also. So that's what we assume right now. Until now, the Gemara is assuming that Rav's halacha, that a woman who's getting remarried on the basis of two Edim, does not have to leave the marriage, refer to her marriage with the second husband. And now, the Gemara is assuming that we're going to explain differently. Rav Ashi Amar Mai Lo Seitzit to Gemara Rav, that we, like we originally, before he started asking questions of the people in Yerushalayim, but Marava, that maybe what is leave that Rav is saying, Lo Seitzit Amar Terorishon, doesn't have to leave the original personality, the marriage, to be with their first husband. So the Gemara says if that's what the Chiddush of Rav was, how Rav Chadav Zinu? Rav already told us that would be the case because this son Nisa Shlo Bereshus Mutaris Lachzor. If she got remarried with the basis of two witnesses without the Beis Din, she's allowed to, since she was relying totally on the witnesses, that's totally fine. She's allowed to go back to her first husband if it finds out that her first husband was actually alive. Rav says the name of Rav. That is the halacha. That's the halacha over here, and that would be the. So we see the Rav Paskins that we should say that she is allowed to be mutar lachzor lo in a situation where nisa shlo bereshus. So Gemara says chada mechlala dechaverta itmar. So one of these statements was said by Rav, but apparently the other one was just learned out by his talmidim and learned through a diuk. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel lo shano ela shavol mechashta. That the case that they taught, she has to leave the second husband only in a case where she does not she does not dispute him. The man who has come before us is claiming to be original husband. Ava mechashta lo yseitei. But if she disputes him and claims that she's an imposter and not her husband, she does not have to leave the second husband in this situation. So therefore, Shmuel's understanding that Mishnah's halacha that she must leave her second husband is including also a case where you do not recognize the man claiming to be her husband, but the edus is going to be considered enough to substantiate her claim. So says the Gemara. Now, what is Shmuel is talking about? Elim of Beit Shrei, you're going to tell me what I'm talking about? Two witnesses supporting the man's claim to be her, the original husband. Then if she disputes him, what's going to be the case there? Meaning, certainly she's not going to be believed against the two witnesses. Ella Bechad. It must be talking about the case that we're dealing with. Shmuel is talking about where there's one signal witnesses supporting the man's claim to be her husband. But this is also problematic because we're going to say that then Taima de Machashta, the reason that she's allowed to remain with her new husband is she argues this dispute of the guy who's the man who came. That implies that she remains silent. She would have to leave her new husband because of the single witness who supports the man's claim that he is this is the husband. We're going to believe him. Is that really true? Amar Ula Kamakom Shemina Torah Edachar. Where the Torah believes one single witness is Harei Kanchnayim. Then it's as if there's two witnesses over here, and therefore we'd be allowed, meaning that she's allowed to get divorced, she's allowed to get remarried. That's the basis that we might view it as like there's two different witnesses over here. Veitvar Shalachad Malkom Shem. Then when this second guy comes, he's only one witness, and he's not going to be believed in the face of two witnesses. So therefore, even if the woman does not dispute the first husband's claim. The claim that her first husband had not died, the second witness should not be believed, and we should believe the first witness because he was believed like two, and she's allowed to fully get remarried still. So the Gemara is talking about Eskina Vipsula Aegis. We're talking about over here the witnesses who were supporting the claim that the husband had originally died. These were witnesses who were apostle. Rabbi Chaimia, because we said even Isha is believed to Mishum Aguna to help a woman get remarried. We even believe a woman. We normally don't believe a woman. We don't believe in every Knaini. We don't believe in Shifcha Knainis, and we believe them. And this would be like Rabbi Nechemia. Shmuel is asking like Rabbi Nechemia that what did Rabbi Nechemia tell us? To Sanya. Wherever the Torah believes one single witness, so we go after the majority opinions. The halacha of the majority opinions is that Rabbi Nechemia teaching us where one single witness accepted that there's two general rules by edus that are going to be completely removed. One is that witnesses who are ordinary puzzle are accepted, just like ordinary witnesses, meaning a woman is the same halacha as a man for these purposes. And we go after the rove of those presenting the statements. And not nearly like 2 versus 20, we say it's straight betrayed. No, we assume that whoever is the more rove deus, we go after them. So therefore, we treated a case where two women are testifying against one man, like a case where two men are testifying against one man, the single witness is not believed over two, so here also, we believe that. So therefore, Shmuel is telling us where the woman doesn't argue with the two Pasul Edim, who testify that the first husband is really still alive, the single witness is going to be negated by them without the first witness testimony. The woman's chazaka is that she's still married to the first husband, and we believe her. However, if she argues with the two witnesses, then she does not have to leave her second husband. For any person that we don't have a reason to assume that he's not right, is always believed to say that a particular thing is permitted to him unless there's a valid edus against him. And here, since she is denying what they had said, we would believe her, according to Shmuel. That's the case of Shmuel. So Gemara says, Or another ruling of Rabbi Nechemiah, which would affect Hashmuel, says it, whenever a valid single witness comes first and is made, then the lacha is afilu mea nashim ke'irechad damyan, that even 100 women who dispute him are regarded as only as one witness. According to this Chiddush, this version of Rabbi Nechemiah's understanding that we follow the rove of Deos does not apply to the single witness is going to be a kasher one. In that case, any number of invalid apostolidim are going to be like a trey v'trey, that they're going to be on a similar playing field and they're not going to be higher. So therefore, you know, what are we doing with over here? You're going to Isa Isha Mikara. So there, here we have a woman who came originally and said that her first husband had died. And then afterwards, two other apostle Adam came and argued with her. But and then explained Rabbi Nechemiah that Rabbi Nechemiah would say, Omer, kamakom shemina toicha erechan. Wherever we believe a single witness, halacha rov deos, we go after the majority of opinions. Vashashtei nashim bishachas, kishnei adashim bishachad. Vashashtei nashim bishachad, ke palga palga dami, they're going to be treated as half to half. In either way, it's viewed as majority. Therefore, this first witness is believed in accordance with Ula's halacha in this situation. In this version, she'd be like Ula, and she would say that really, we do believe the woman. Says the Gemara, tzricha get mizav mizav. The Mishnah tells us that she requires a get from this one and from that one. Her husband returns after she married based on the ages of the single witness, she requires a get from both of them. So Gemara says, Bishlam Marishan to buy a get. And I understand why the first one has to give her a get. The second guy wasn't married to her at all. There was no marriage whatsoever. Znus Malva, as the Gemara is saying. So why do I need any reason to get a get? So the Gemara says, Amar Avguna, Gzera Shamayomru, Girish Zev, and Nasazai, that we're going to make a Gzera, that maybe that we're going to say that she went back to the second husband. She didn't divorce him, and she just went back to the first husband. And they're going to think, but into stage this, Yotzei b'lo get, that sometimes there's certain heterim that a woman doesn't have to even get a get. So we're afraid of a chashash to Rabbanan, and we make her get a get. So where does Yahachi say it? But that which the Mishnah states when the Seifa Amru lo meis balech, if a one who ate it told her that your husband had died, when his kachet, she became. She did erison with another person. So she is a halacha engaged, which she's fully married to this other guy. But then her husband came, so it came out that really she wasn't engaged to this guy at all. Halachically, she was not married to him. And she's allowed to return to him without giving a get. So the Gemara asks him, not meaning Yerushkiru of the Kedar Zev, and if this is, you'll tip up again. But according to your reasoning, that should be mamish the case where you should have to give a get because we're afraid that your woman gets divorced out of get. So Gemara says, Lola Baiga, no, even in that case we were saying, who said you don't give a get? You have to give a get in that case as well. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so Yahachi, Nimta Zim Master Kutosu Mishasa. But then people are going to think that you're allowed to marry somebody else. Reuven marries Sarah. Sarah gets divorced, marries Shimon, and divorces Shimon. The halacha is midar reisa. The pasuk says that reisa lisha achar v'zirkus lo yuchal b'ayla reisha shechachal lo shulakavta. She can never go back to the first one. And here people are going to think that, oh, there's certain circumstances we're allowed to go back to the first husband, even though that's not the case. So then there's a similar mistake that's going to happen. So Gemara says, Kariosi bar kipar damar mina nesuin asura mina irisin muteres. So Kariosi bar kipar teaches us that the former wife is only mutter if they had only done erisin. If they'd done nesuin, it's not going to be mutter. So therefore, even if people are going to assume that the first husband is marrying his former wife, there's no concern that they're doing that they're going to make a mistake because they're not talking about nesuin that they fully were married. And therefore, there wouldn't be an issue in our case. Okay. Be'eshem, Habak, Dani Sifa will pick up on Shabbos, and the recordings of Be'eshem will probably pick up with them on Sunday. Be'ezras Hashem. Oh, Sunday's Shavuot, so no, we have Sunday. I'll be able to hopefully record Mondays in Eretz Yisrael, and those who want to listen on Chutz La'aretz, you can do that. And then Beis Hashem on Tuesday, I guess those who are in Chutz La'aretz will be able to listen as well. Have a wonderful Freilicha Yontiv, and also good Shabbos, Yontiv, a Gishmak, a great weekend, Beis Hashem, who will kavul the Torah, Be'ava, Be'simcha, and Mirtz Hashem, keep steiging, doing the Afyomi, consistency, and we'll Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up after Zman Matan Torah Simcha.